Much of New Orleans is below sea level, and experts say a big hurricane could create disastrous flooding there. Some residents have left the city because of Hurricane Lily. Still, commentator Chris Rose says folks in the Big Easy always have a relaxed attitude to hurricane warnings.
Had a little party, me and my friends. A hurricane was coming to New Orleans again. Somebody brought scotch, somebody brought beer. Should have kept the hooch and thrown him out of here.
I was at that party. It was the summer of 1992, and Hurricane Andrew was bearing down on New Orleans. Much of the city had evacuated, as forecasters had given us the distinct impression that this was the big one. That grim reaper of a storm we all know is coming. The inevitable gully washer that will one day send all of our homes and belongings into the Gulf of Mexico. I didn't evacuate for Andrew. Instead, I drove across town to a friend's house, and we played cards and danced in the rain all night. A hurricane party. A local institution in New Orleans. For Hurricane Juan in 1985, we partied on the rooftop of the French Quarter tenement where I lived. Strangers brought together by the common bonds of stocked liquor cabinets, canceled jobs and classes, and terminal ennui from watching bleary-eyed TV weathermen forecasting impending doom. Who wants to die alone, right? Then again, our funerals also can be quite a party. For Hurricane George 4 years ago, my neighbors and I took to the municipal golf course up the block. We lofted pitching wedge shots directly into the face of the gale-force winds to see if we could make a golf ball land behind us. We knew the electricity was going to go out for days, if not weeks, so everyone on my block emptied their freezers of meats. We gathered around a couple of Weber grills that burned for 2 days. We only stopped eating when the rain finally came and doused the coals. During Tropical Storm Isidore, Harris Casino in downtown New Orleans remained open for business as usual. The scantily clad bartender still danced on the bar top down at Coyote Ugly in the French Quarter. And on my street, the local tavern filled up with patrons as the storm came to town. A hurricane party, a community affair. Nobody keeps count of how many residents participate in such events, but safe to say it's a lot of us. Maybe even most of us who are left after you subtract the evacuees. I'm not sure why we laugh in the face of obvious danger this way. Maybe it's the old world port town mentality here, or the strong Mediterranean and Caribbean influences. Maybe it's our preoccupation with death in the afterlife. Or maybe we're just plain nuts. It's not like we're climbing to the top of the spires of St. Louis Cathedral, challenging nature's wrath and God's tolerance. It's not like every hurricane party descends into madness and drunken revelry and grandiose acts of bravado when the eye of the storm approaches. Those are just the good ones. The ones we remember. The ones we write songs about.
Friendly game, a penny a ham. Smoke a cigar, act like a man. Waiting for the gale force winds to blow. Shuffle up the cards and let the liquor flow.
The comments of Chris Rose, a columnist for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans.
Red ant bites all over my ass. Beating all my buddies with a baseball bat.